about any trumpet playing band. It ain't what they call rock and roll. And the Sultans, yeah, the Sultans play Creole.
Someday soon, you'll hear Joe Jackson. And it will be followed by the Art Company. And then, if you hear Laid Back, get to a phone fast, because if you're the 50th person in your area to call Radio Nova, you'll receive £5,000.
That's £5,000 in cash.
Not one, but two £5,000 payoffs at the same time, from 102.7 FM and 738 AM.
Take cover. stuff. Frankie Goes to Hollywood, Two Tribes Going to War. Nova News at 1, just around the corner. In the meantime, here's Tracy Ullman. They don't know about us. That's where we got to leave little Tracy Ullman.
What's that terrible noise?
It's my exhaust.
But you only had it fixed 6 months ago.
You should have gone to FastFit. FastFit give a full year's guarantee on all exhaust parts fitted. Yes, FastFit guarantee the work they do. A year's guarantee means immediate free replacement on all exhaust parts. And 2 years guarantee on Monroe Radiomatic shock absorbers. FastFit give a guarantee. FastFit at Shaw Street, opposite Matt Talbot Bridge, Crumlin Road, opposite the shopping center, and Santry Avenue, opposite the stadium. For guarantee and price, it has to be FastFit exhausts.
Rent a brand new 1984 Nissan from Windsor Rent-A-Car. Windsor Rent-A-Car for new cars at keenest prices, especially for long-term hire. Windsor Rent-A-Car, the company you know will deliver reliability, quality. Remember, for 1984 Nissans at keenest prices, Windsor Rent-A-Car, Rialto and Bachelor's Walk. Telephone 540-800. Windsor Rent-A-Car.
Sun tan instantly at the Turbo Sun Center. Peter Mark Hair and Beauty, Grafton Street.
At Henry Street and Ilac Center, it's Lawrence's Jewelers Time.
Broadcasting from Dublin on 738 kHz AM and 102.7 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
This is the Nova News at 1.
It's 1 o'clock on Monday, the 27th of August. The news with Sybil Fennell and Bob Gallico. Good afternoon. Dublin Gardaí are treating as murder the death of a man whose body was found in South Great Georgia Street around 9 o'clock this morning. The body of a 60-year-old man was reported to have been found in a car in an open space with head injuries. He hasn't yet been named. And Gardaí and County Cavan are treating as suspicious the death of 77-year-old Mrs. Annie Connolly from Moyna, whose body was found in a slurry pit near her home yesterday.
There's been an armed robbery in Dublin City. It happened at The Mart, a newsagent shop on Monkstown Road in Dunleary. Two men, one armed with a sawn-off shotgun, held up the owner as he went into the shop at 9:30 this morning. The two men escaped in a car, which Gardaí now believe to have been stolen. They got away with about £2,000 in cash.
Gardaí and County Donegal are investigating attacks on two Derry families who've been involved in protests over the use of English at masses in Knockfola. Yesterday, a car belonging to one of the families was destroyed by fire, and a few days ago, caravans belonging to both families are alleged to have been attacked by a gang of youths with hammers.
A 16-year-old boy has appeared at Belfast Juvenile Court today, charged with trying to murder a 4-year-old boy in the city last Thursday. The Crown lawyer told the court that the charges arose from what he called a comparatively minor sexual attack on the child. He then claimed the child was choked and left for dead by the accused. However, he said the child was not seriously injured. The lawyer added that the accused didn't appear to understand the seriousness of what he's alleged to have done. The accused has been remanded in custody to a young offender centre and will appear at Belfast Juvenile Court on Friday of this week.
Father Dennis Fall of Dungannon says he hopes people who protested at the RUC's use of plastic bullets last week in Andersonstown will now protest at the shooting of a UDR man in County Tyrone yesterday. Father Fall described the ambush, for which the IRA admitted yesterday it was responsible, as disgraceful, and he said that as people had rightly protested at the use of plastic bullets against men, women, and children last week, he hoped people would protest as vocally at the use of lead bullets against a man, his wife, and child yesterday.
This latest border attack will be raised today when the DUP leader, the Reverend Ian Paisley, and his party colleague Ivan Foster meet the Northern Ireland Minister of State, Adam Butler. Mr. Foster has claimed that the security forces in Tyrone knew a terrorist attack was likely. Ireland's Minister for Foreign Affairs, Peter Barry, has said he believes the gun used to shoot the UDR man may have been paid for by funds raised by Martin Galvin of NORAID in America.
Dockers in Belfast have voted unanimously not to back the call for a national dock strike in Britain. This morning, a representative of the Dockers Union said the men decided to stay at work because they believe the strike is political. He said this means all passenger and cargo vessels will be coming in and out of Belfast, but car ferries from Liverpool will be affected because dockers there are solidly behind the strike. Dockers at Larne were meeting about an hour ago to decide what action they'll take.
Dockers at Immingham and Grimsby are at work today after their decision to defy the national strike call. All 12 Scottish ports in the National Dock Labour Scheme are at a standstill, and Liverpool, Fleetwood, Tilbury and Hull are among English ports affected. Ferry services are still running normally, but men at Dover will decide their stance at a meeting on Friday. In Wales, Barry Dockers have unloaded a banana boat, and they're deciding whether to handle another due in today. Men at Newport have unloaded a perishable cargo, but they're set to join the strike.
A Panamanian oil tanker has been hit by a rocket in the central Persian Gulf, about 70 miles east of Qatar. The 20,000-ton Clio 1 was not badly damaged in the attack, which happened in an area where Iranian planes have fired at several vessels recently. The U.S. Navy warship King, which is about 50 miles from the stricken ship, offered help, but it was not needed. Lloyd's of London said the Clio 1 was on fire, but the blaze was under control and she was sailing on.
In the Lebanese capital, Beirut, Muslim militiamen and soldiers have been involved in the most extensive fighting for nearly 2 months. 4 soldiers and 1 civilian are said to have been wounded. A town mayor in the Philippines and 10 soldiers were killed in an ambush by left-wing guerrillas near Manila. 7 others were wounded.
The French government have carried out preliminary tests around where the cargo ship Mont Louis sank off Ostend, and they say there's no evidence of any radioactive leaks yet. The ship was carrying a highly toxic gas used in the enrichment of plutonium, a process used in nuclear power plants. The ship carrying the waste was on its way to Riga in the Soviet Union, and so far there's been no explanation of why it was going there or how it managed to collide with a German passenger ferry with almost 1,000 people on board.
The leaders of Israel's 2 biggest parties are to try again today to break the deadlock over the formation of a government of national unity. The Prime Minister-designate Shimon Peres of the Labour Party and the Likud group leader Yitzhak Shamir will meet privately in Jerusalem. The problem of Israeli settlements in occupied territories and the question of who would head a unity coalition are among the issues that must be settled. President Herzog has given Mr. Peres an extra 21 days in which to form a government.
Experts are still unsure of the cause of death of author Truman Capote in Los Angeles. Capote died only hours after working on the last chapter of what he said would be his final book. The Los Angeles Medical Examiner's Office said an autopsy had failed to pinpoint the exact cause of death. Another week to 10 days of tests would be needed. Detectives have said there were no suspicious circumstances surrounding the death of Capote, author of, among other things, In Cold Blood and Breakfast at Tiffany's.
A British ship is reported to have been refused port services in Panama because it's carrying plutonium. The Pacific Fisher, sailing from Japan to Britain, is due to pass through the Panama Canal today. It's said to be the first time a ship carrying such a cargo has requested port services in Panama.
Bedfordshire police say the man they've been questioning over the weekend is not the rapist known as the Fox. The man was arrested in Newcastle-upon-Tyne on Saturday morning and taken to Bedfordshire. But a police spokesman said the man was just one of several who'd been taken in for questioning during the 7-week investigation.
British Steel is expected to start moving coal from the Hunterston Terminal in Ayrshire to Ravenscraig Steelworks at Motherwell tomorrow. Polish coking coal from the ship Ostia is still being unloaded at Hunterston, and the first lorry loads are expected to leave for Ravenscraig tomorrow. The bringing in and unloading of the Ostia without registered dock workers sparked the current dock strike in Britain. When the Ostia leaves Hunterston, its place will be taken by a ship carrying Canadian iron ore.
Independent television programs in London and the home counties have been blacked out by an industrial dispute. Technicians at Thames Television in London are protesting at the introduction of new work rotas. The 70 workers involved are responsible for putting programs from Thames and other companies out onto the network. Unless the dispute is resolved, there will be no national sports coverage on ITV this afternoon. Other ITV areas will show substitute programs.
A solicitor acting for a senior civil servant charged under the Official Secrets Act has confirmed that his client is accused of leaking documents. He said his client, Mr. Clive Ponting, an assistant secretary at the Defence Ministry in Britain, was alleged to have passed two documents to Labour MP Mr. Tom Dalyell. The papers concern the sinking of the Argentine cruiser, the General Belgrano, during the Falklands conflict. The solicitor said his client denied any culpability.
So to today's financial report at the beginning of another working week. At lunchtime today, the Irish pound against sterling was at 82.15. Against the dollar, 1.0741. Nothing for sterling against the dollar, as it's a bank holiday in Britain. That'll affect a few other things as well. On the foreign currency exchange, your punt is today worth 3.0845 Deutschmarks and 9.4650 French francs. Oil and mining share prices today. Atlantic Resources, 88 pence. Arran Energy, 59 pence. Bueller Resources, 25 pence. Eglinton Oil and Gas, £1.20. Enix International, 42 pence. And Tusker Resources at 48 pence. The Financial Times Index at the close on Friday was up 1.6 at 836. And on Wall Street on Friday night, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 4.09 at 1236.53.
The weather forecast, firstly for the Bay Area, dry with sunny spells this afternoon, the area high 22 degrees. The winds are northwesterly, backing southwesterly, light to moderate, force 2 to 4. The sunset will be at 8.26. For the northwest of England, Scotland, Wales and the Isle of Man, a dry afternoon is forecast again with sunny periods. Area high 21 degrees. The winds variable, light, force 3 or less.
That's the Nova Lunchtime News. The time is 9 minutes past 1 from Sybil and myself.
Good afternoon.
Is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. Your problems surround you, there are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just think. Try.
18 spot today, Penny Lane, and the Beatles, of course, John, Paul, George, and Ringo, and Petula Clark, Downtown.
It's back to school time at Boylan's, and that's good news for all mums. Great shoes, great prices, and a great free competition for the kids. 12 Super Rally Burners to be won when you purchase your back to school shoes at Boylan's. It's at all branches now.
Comp Shop. From No Nonsense Computer People, present the Acorn Electron, the 32K full-color computer, as seen on TV.
The Acorn Electron from CompShop is a must if you don't want to be left behind in the new technological revolution. The Acorn Electron comes with full BBC Basic, as used in schools and educational establishments. And only from CompShop. With every Electron, a companion expansion unit, which would normally cost £30, absolutely free. The companion expansion unit allows you compatibility with discs, sideways ROM, joysticks, printers. And the price? A fantastic £199. Yes, you heard right. £199. Plus £6 for insurance, postage and packing. You can get your Acorn Electron now, over-the-counter at Comp Shop, 14 Station Road, New Barnet, Hertfordshire. Or by mail order at the same address, 14 Station Road, New Barnet, Hertfordshire. Or call us on London, 440-7033, and tell us your access or Visa card number. It's an unbelievable offer, and one which you cannot afford to miss, either for yourself or your children. Comp Shop. Main dealers for Apple, Acorn, Apricot, Sanyo, and Commodore.
CompShop. Tomorrow's technology at today's prices.
The Nova Jocks are at Disco Nova, Rathbarnham.
Disco Nova.
Mm-hmm. a quarter to three. When they play their music, ooh, that modern music, they like it with a lot of style. But it's still that same old backbeat rhythm that really, really drives them wild. They say the harder rock and roll is competing, and from what I've seen, I believe them. Now the other may be fairly freedom, but the
mind. You've been telling me you're a genius since you were time I've known you, I still don't know what to mean. The weekend at the college didn't turn out like you planned. The things that top the knowledge I can't understand.
Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine?
Got your copy of the Nova video yet? Well, it's just £15. All you have to do is send it off. A postal order to P.O. Box 1433 Dublin 2. It's the guys with the money. ZZ Top.
Thank you.
by. In just a few minutes, we'll be playing Nova Bingo Bonanza.
Hello, how are you? Have you any family involvement?
I have indeed. My son is running in the 4x100 relay.
And what about you? What are you running in?
800 metres.
How did you do?
We've got more kids in the semi-finals than we ever had.
What do you like to drink when you're training?
Lucozade.
When they come in from training?
There's always a large bottle of Lucozade for them at home.
She drinks Lucozade like Daily Thompson.
Of course. Sparkling golden Lucozade, a true source of energy. When you've really earned it, it's unbeatable.
Lucozade replaces lost energy.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chipperfield Circus, the complete television spectacular with all the animals and attractions, is back in Ireland after 25 years. Now appearing at the RDS till September 2nd. Don't miss Chipperfield Circus. Book now at Club Travel. Telephone 729922.
Open your home to Duffy's famous world of curtain nets. Duffy's, North Elm Street and Arlac Centre.
It's time for Nova Bingo Bonanza.
Yes, here we go again. Eyes down and looking. Under the O, number 6. Under the O, number 6. Three great 50-pound prizes of pure fresh orange juice. Irish made for the Irish taste to be won. And the telephone number, when we get it back working again, will be 931-710. 931-710.
102.7.
Tell me only this, that I have your heart for always, and you want me by your side, whispering the words I'll always love you, and forever. I know. I'll give you all the joy my heart and soul can give. Let me hold you. I need to have you near me. And I feel you in my heart.
my life won't. It's a wonder I ain't lost my mind. And I ain't never said how much I need you, sure. But I sure need you back. Even though you ain't gonna lose.